Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 28th of May 2018, and this is the 809th Mole Out Loud podcast. And this is the first podcast going out on my new list, and it looks as if you have all resubscribed, which is lovely. It's great. And I really, really hope that this comes to you without a hitch. So thank you very, very much for resubscribing. I've had a lovely off week, unplugged week. Time felt spacious. I found that not listening to things was a really important part of the unplugged week. So the two things that changed were not listening to things and not going on the internet. And so I suppose three really, but the not going on the internet also meant that I didn't have any appointments online or any structured time online. So my evenings felt very free and my activities felt very timeless. So the times that I would normally be listening to things are probably when I'm washing up or cooking or eating, when I'm tidying. And not listening to things just meant that my head wasn't full of all these other stories rather than my own thoughts. It's a tricky one because I really love listening to radio dramas and documentaries, but mainly I enjoy listening to dramas. And it's a very soothing sort of thing to do. Sometimes it makes my house feel more sort of home-like when I have these other voices in it. But at the same time, I found myself sometimes just beginning to listen to something and then not wanting to stop listening, even though there are other things that I've intended to do. And so I then fish around for busy work so that I'm not so I don't have to stop listening. And that's really counterproductive. And the longer I've been unplugged, the more addicted I become to listening to things rather than creating things. So it's an absorption, a passive reception of things rather than an active creation of things. And of course we need both, but I find it very easy to get a bit out of balance with that. So being unplugged was lovely, and not having any appointments or online commitments during the week also was lovely and created this spaciousness, and I got much more written as well as a result. But I wouldn't want to be doing that all the time. It's lovely being with people, being connected to people. What I need to find out, what I need to work out, is what ratio to do this in, and that's just a learning process, and I will continue to learn. And it'll never be fixed because things just change. I think they change according to the season. For me, that the seasons make a huge difference to the way I interact or need silence or arrange my day. So it was a good thing to have done, and I'm glad to be back. And I'm really, really pleased to find that you are all still with me. That is really very heartening. I've just come back from some Qigong, an hour and a half. There were only three of us, which usually means we get into a much deeper space than when there's a larger group, particularly the other person who was there with me. Apart from the person who's leading it. And so I feel very deeply grounded now, more grounded than I did the night that I came back home without my helmet. I think I had everything on and ready. And I've now created a little bit of space under the house so that my bike can go under the house rather than being outside. It's been outside and undercover since I decided that really carrying it up the steps was being detrimental to my arm. But last Monday we had the most ferocious winds, and no rain this time, or thunder or lightning, but winds that with gusts of nearly 120 kilometres an hour, and coming from a strange angle too, and there was no way my bike could stay up even when I tethered it, so I didn't want to damage it, so I did create some space for it under the house last week, and it does feel better to do that. It feels more secure as well. I'm not going to say much more because it is night, and really it would be great if I could get the MailChimp to pick this up right now. So I hope you've had a great week as well. I hope that you've been able to engage with whatever's most important to you, that you've had some focused time off and some unfocused time off. Thank you very, very much for listening, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.